It's important to understand the complexity of the insurgency. About three quarters, probably more, fight within a few miles of where they were born and where their families live. We believe that they can be brought back into the political and economic mainstream reasonably straightforwardly. It's not that they are opportunistic, but they have drifted into it for a lot of local reasons. And in a sense, they're fighting with the Taliban, but not for them. And therefore, the conditions that have been set by President Karzai and others, that essentially there are only really two. Firstly, that they must respect the Afghan constitution, and that of course includes protections for women's rights and the rights of all ethnic groups, ethnic minorities and so on as well. And secondly, that they renounce violence and terrorism and any association with terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda. And if they're willing to do that, there is an honourable and respectful way back into the mainstream. But if they're determined to continue to pursue very hardline ideological goals and overthrow the Afghan state, then there is no place for them. And they will continue to be subject to the severest military action. But as I say, that doesn't apply to most of the insurgency. Most of the insurgency, we believe, is not really fighting this fight because of those reasons of ideology. But President Karzai spoke about it again this morning in his speech in Parliament, and actually it was probably the main theme of that speech, I would say. He spent more time on it and spoke quite passionately about it in Parliament. The first key event is the peace jirga. And again, he talked about that this morning. And he wants that to be an opportunity for the whole of the Afghan nation to come together. He's very clear that he wants to offer an honourable way back into the political and economic mainstream, and that all of the disaffected compatriots, as he describes them, would be welcome back. Now, the peace jirga is an opportunity not only to start that process, but to ensure that the whole Afghan nation, all of the ethnic groups here, are behind it, and that's what he's seeking to achieve.
We are trying to talk to the people at every level. We're trying to talk to local tribal leaders. We're trying to talk just to local people in the areas. We're trying to deal with political leaders at every level and be as open and transparent as we can, and not just talk to them, but listen to them. Take their desires, as we did on Operation Mustarik. Much of what has been crafted has been based upon what the locals said that they wanted for an outcome. We're also trying to change some of the ways that we may be perceived by the population.
Well, corruption is clearly a big issue here. We've all made it a major theme. It's been a theme of President Karzai's inauguration speech, the speech he gave this morning in Parliament. He talked about it again. And it is clearly a critical problem in addressing this crisis of confidence that the people have in their government. A lot of it is about capability. There are an awful lot of officials, for example, at low level, who are paid so poorly that they have traditionally indulged in low-level corruption, frankly, just in order to feed their families. So a lot of this is about capability, and it's true in many societies like this, but there's no question it's a big problem. To the ordinary Afghan citizen, whether their district police chief, their district governor, their district judge, their district prosecutor are straight or not is probably much more important than whether they read about a grand corruption case involving a famous power broker in the headline. And therefore, in places like Helmand, where we have these operations going on, ensuring that those people are genuinely going to serve the people is one of the most important measures of whether governance is really going to extend.
I'd like to add that it was interesting, before Mustarik launched, the engagement with the population included a large shura with many people from inside the areas held by the Taliban, and some who were from there but were living outside at this point. And they put several conditions on their support for the operation. They said, we want the operation, but we want it done in a way that you will minimize civilian casualties as much as possible. We want you to guarantee that you will stay. And they didn't mean coalition forces. They meant Afghan army and police to provide long-term security, to keep the Taliban away for the future. And then last, they said, we want the best governance possible. We want legitimate, not corrupt governance. And it was that I think is a good forcing function on everyone, on how we operate and then how we take it forward.
The important thing to remember about corruption is it's not an issue between the international community and Afghanistan. It's an issue between the government of Afghanistan and the people of Afghanistan, and that's the forcing function. The second big theme of President Karzai's speech in Parliament this morning was about regional stability, and all of us recognise that that is critical to bringing an enduring peace to Afghanistan. It's not just Pakistan, but of course Pakistan probably more importantly than anywhere else. and they are dealing with some very major challenges of their own. Pakistani Taliban, they've got other extremist groups there. There's still quite a large number of Al-Qaeda floating around in Pakistan and other elements from other parts of Central Asia. So yeah, they are handling some absolutely vicious challenges of their own, and their capacity to do so is under strain. But as they do so with our support, clearly all of their efforts are important to their stability, but also the stability of Afghanistan as well. And therefore, each day they make progress, each day they manage to arrest or detain another significant figure, whether from the Afghan Taliban or the Pakistani Taliban or Al-Qaeda or one of these other groups, is another step forward.